of Civilization, presented by Dr. Nori Dumaria.
Few men have done more to alleviate the sufferings of humanity than Wagner Jauregg, a Viennese brain specialist born in the latter part of the 19th century. In appearance, Wagner Jauregg was not unlike the villain of the old-time melodrama, with his bushy eyebrows, piercing black eyes, and heavy black moustache. But it was with the courage of a hero that he fought for 30 years the dreadful scourge of insanity, particularly the insanity that before his untiring investigations and discoveries killed its victims with the dread general paralysis of the insane. We first meet Jauregg in the office of Herr Liedsdorf, chief medical officer at the Clinic for the Insane.
What I say is the truth, Herr Liedsdorf. The young woman was hopelessly insane, post-childbirth insanity, incurable. Then she contracted typhoid fever. Those uncovered drains I'm always harping about, which lie directly beneath the windows of the women's block.
Leave the drains, Wagner Jauregg, and get on with the typhoid.
Only for the drains, there'd be no typhoid, Herr Liedsdorf. However, the young woman contracted it. For days and nights on end, she was in its clutches. It sent her raving mad. She tried to murder one of the attendants, and nearly succeeded. Then she went into toxic convulsions. We waited for the end, but she came out of them and passed into a coma. And frankly, I prayed that she would never waken. But she did.
And was madder than ever, I suppose.
No, Herr Liedsdorf, she awakened sane. Sane, do you hear?
Impossible, Jauregg. Utterly impossible.
Would you like me to prove it to you, Herr Liedsdorf?
If you can.
I can, and I will.
You look utterly ridiculous if you can't. By the way, what is this remarkable young woman's name, and what is her history?
She is registered as Maria Schmidt, one of the most unfortunate of all classes.
I think I know the girl you mean. Definitely insane. Incurable.
She was, but the fever has worked a miracle on her. She is sane now. But wait, you shall see for yourself. Send Maria Schmidt here at once.
It's very sad about that girl. I know something of her unfortunate history and the cause of her insanity. As a matter of fact, I've got her record here on my desk. Usual thing, but present test shows negative.
That doesn't prove a thing. The spirochete is of all microbes the most difficult to kill. They lurk unsuspected for years and then strike their final deadly blow. I think her past insanity can be traced to these germs.
I thought that young Jewish chemist Paul Ehrlich had discovered a definite cure in his salvarsan.
A great deterrent, but not a cure. There's only one thing that will kill these microbes, and that's heat. The fever roasted Maria Schmidt in the fires of hell, but they were cleansing fires. Yes, Maria. This is the patient, Herr Liedsdorf. Sit down, Maria.
This young woman? Well, she appears to be as sane as you or I.
Thank God I am, Herr Liedsdorf. It seems now as though I've awakened from a hideous nightmare. Oh, you don't know what it was like in that land of shadows. I used to see weird, ghastly faces leering at me. I used to feel ghost-like hands clawing at my throat, and my brain seemed to be on fire. There were hundreds, thousands of shadows, and at times they'd all start shrieking at once, till I thought my brain would burst with the awful, hideous thing. Then I'd be left alone to walk through dark caverns, where millions of eyes stared at me. Oh, don't let me go back again, please. Please. I'd rather you kill me than let me slip into that awful land of shadows again.
Runner there, we won't let you slip back again. Have no fears. And above all, don't let your mind dwell on it. Soon we're going to send you to a lovely old place in the country where there are flowers and birds, and where the gentle nuns will care for you. Where you'll get thoroughly strong and well again.
Oh, Doctor, you're describing heaven. When can I go?
In a few days, as soon as I can...
I go?
In a few days, as soon as I can make arrangements. Now run back to your room, and don't on any account go near the women's block.
Thank you, Doctor. And you, Herr Liedsdorf. And God bless you, don't...
Well, Herr Liedsdorf.
A miracle has been performed, Wagner Jauregg. Nothing short of a miracle.
Which can be performed again. Since Maria's recovery, I have delved into many medical books, and I've come to the conclusion that spirochetes, the microbes that cause the white horror, which invariably ends in insanity, can be destroyed by heat.
And you propose to infect every lunatic with typhoid fever? But that's, of course, what is in your mind. But I'm afraid we can't take such liberties, even with lunatics. It's too fantastic. I've never heard of such a thing. Besides, it's against all medical ethics.
To hell with medical ethics. What do they matter when it's a question of saving human beings from the tortures of the damned? You heard what that girl said of the ghastly land of shadows she'd lived in? Others are condemned to the same awful fate. Others whom we can save. And yet you put medical ethics before them. Once again, I say, to Hades with medical ethics.
For 30 years, Wagner Yarigan successfully pursued his experiments. But his chance visit to his lifelong friend and ardent supporter, Dr. Reichman, second in charge of the men's block in the clinic for the insane, was the turning point in his career. It is 1917, and we find Yarig, accompanied by Dr. Reichman, walking through the ward. As they pass one of the beds, a patient suddenly springs up and attacks Wagner Yarig.
Charge! Charge! Where's my venom?
Quick, young fellow! We can't hold him much longer. Quick, there! Put him back to bed.
Wait! My baby!
Phew! That was a close shave. He's as strong as a lion. Poor devil. Who is he, Reichman?
A returned soldier, Wagner Yarig. Bad case of shell shock. He's also contracted malaria.
Malaria? That gives me an idea. Tell me, Reichman, who is that patient there, the one that keeps muttering poetry?
He was once an actor. General paralysis. Got about 6 months to live.
And this fellow here, who is he?
An ex-postal clerk. He's also a general paralysis. There's no hope for either of them. Both men are incurably insane and have but a short time to live.
And yet, Reichman, with your help, I feel sure I could save both of them.
What do you mean, my friend? Explain yourself.
I will. But first, I must be sure, absolutely sure, of your support and, above all, your silence.
Am I not your friend?
Then listen, Reichman. I will tell you. There is a chance that a certain experiment I propose to make will restore these men to healthy manhood again. But I must take a risk. If I fail, I shall be branded a murderer, a ghoulish monster, and shall probably end my days in prison or on the end of a hangman's rope. But if I am successful, I shall have brought light into the frightful darkness of these afflicted lives.
And the nature of this experiment, Wagner Yarig?
I propose to inject the fever-laden blood of this malaria patient into the veins of these incurably insane cases, and so set alight the burning fires inside them which will destroy the microbes that gnaw at their brains. You are a doctor, and you know their sufferings, the sufferings which my experiment might banish. Am I justified in taking the risk? Dare I take it?
Take it, Wagner Yarig, and let God decide the issue.
I will. Get me a hypodermic syringe.
It is 1930, and Wagner Yarig, at the age of 73 and now a professor, is sitting in his study conversing with Dr. Reichman's son, Carl, who is also a doctor and the ardent disciple of Wagner Yarig.
And somehow I knew I would not fail this time. So I took the terrible risk, Carl.
And succeeded in dragging thousands back from worse than death. No wonder the world calls you the conqueror of paralysis. No wonder you were awarded the Nobel Prize.
But don't forget, Carl, it was your father who stood by me, ready to share the risk, the blame with me, if my desperate experiment had failed. God bless him, he's dead now, but I shall never forget him.
Tell me here, Professor, what is the most important thing in your treatment of paralysis?
The most important thing is to get the unfortunate sufferers, when they are still reasonably healthy, before the demons of the white horror have started to devour their spinal cords, their brain tissues, before their bodies are racked and their minds tortured with the ghastly terrors of that dim, awful shadowland. Treat them whilst their bodies are strong enough to stand up to the burning fires of the fever, the cleansing fires which will ultimately destroy the sinister, treacherous enemy within.
Well, Professor, I consider it an honor to have had the privilege of serving such a master as yourself. A man who has devoted his whole life to stricken humanity.
And now, the master grows old. Too old to continue the fight. but he leaves his life's work in good hands. Carry on where I leave off, my boy. Carry on. Let nothing thwart you. No disappointment, failure, or ridicule deter you. To serve humanity, you must toil and toil, sometimes with a breaking heart, in the workshop of science, the workshop of life. And your reward? There may be none, my son. None, except the knowledge that you helped to alleviate human suffering and have held a light that others may follow. Carry on, Carl.
I will, Dr. Yari.